developing clairvoyance as a Saratima. If one isn't necessarily anxious about seeing things that are maybe scary, those unwanted things, clairvoyance is a much desired skill. If it's not just for curiosity to know what lies behind the obvious life, the things we just can see with our eyes, it's just a useful tool to get information on practical things such as health issues, lost objects, and much, much more. So now clairvoyance in itself is challenging also for another reason, not just for can I do it or not. Why? Now let's say you are clairvoyant, meaning you can see more than what your physical eyes can see. And whatever you're seeing has to be recognizable to you. The image has to match something you already know. I'll tell you what happened in my sessions. I was often asked, tell me what you see. I would then look and describe what I saw. Maybe I saw a white fuzzy shape with dots somewhere in somebody's body. When I relate this image to the client, they would immediately ask me, what does this mean? So seeing alone doesn't help you if you don't know the meaning of your seeing. You must not forget that you are not a blank slate, but a grown adult with a library of images and meanings in your subconscious, of which some you share with the collective and others are really unique to your own understanding. So if you want to be clairvoyant, I suggest you work on two aspects. Those are, number one, increase your library of images, and number two, develop claircognizance along with clairvoyance. The first is easy. I suggest you learn and look at images related to your area of interest. For example, you want to read the human body. You want to be able to see things inside your body. If you want to look at the condition of your stomach, add to your library of images what the anatomy of the stomach looks like, the lining, and how does all where is it sitting in context to the other organs? And how do the juices flow? What's the physiology? What do the cells look like? Go into the microbiology, go a little deeper. So there are so many ways you can get more information about the stomach, because you might be seeing something that is very, very tiny, or you might be seeing something that is a more tangible part of the stomach. I'm not saying this is absolutely necessary, but you may see things that you don't recognize, and then your seeing is less useful. You have to show it to somebody else that might know what this means. Or then you have to look it up afterwards, look at what does the stomach look like? What was that I saw over there? If you're able to activate your inner knowing, you may access the information directly without the image, or you get both image and information. The third eye for seeing and the crown chakra for direct knowing are neighbors. They usually develop easily together. But as life goes, one area of your head may be a bit more shut down than the others. Maybe so on Tuesday you can see easily, but on Wednesday you have a hard time. But maybe you get a knowing more easily. So the aim is to have all skills masterfully at your fingertips, and this requires general practice of being in your core instead of being in la-la land. Besides the fundamental work on being yourself in your core, clear and sovereign, untainted by useless energies, you can very easily get good at seeing with pre-given images. I'm also an artist, and if you are too, you probably discovered that painting or drawing on an empty and blank canvas is way more difficult than on a surface that already has marks on it. Whenever we start with some image, our subconscious and our inner knowing begin to work with it, and it gives us very amazing quick imagery. So let's do this together here right now. So when you're ready, just be relaxed, close your eyes. And our pre-image is a green meadow. So I would like you to imagine to walk up a shallow hill, and then once you reach the top of the hill, you gaze into a beautiful green meadow. Now the question you may have, for example, let's do this together here and ask, what is my spirit animal? Look into the meadow and see what animal appears. What did you see? Very quick. What did you see? Write it down. It helps to block your editor, the critical mind, that will say, are you sure that is what you saw? So you ignore that voice. Just write it down. All psychic work is about receiving information as is, not about commenting and altering it to our liking. So let's do this again, a little bit more complex. For example, when you're ready, let's get an image of your current spiritual development. Just an image. We're not looking for meaning right now. Let the image be as complex or as simple as it wants to be. We will work further on meaning in the other MP3s. For now, just write down, or better, scribble a sketch or collage it from newspaper images for whatever you're getting. The question is, what is my current spiritual development? Okay, let's start. You are entering a beautiful, elegant room on the fourth floor of an ancient building. Right ahead of you is a magnificent curtained window. Now you walk towards the window and draw the curtains aside and open the window by pushing the window panes outwards. They swing with ease. Now the window is open. You can look outside. What do you see? Now describe the scene, make notes. We will work further with the details of your seeing in the next MP3. Describe the scene and make notes. We're ending the MP3 now. We will work further with the details of your seeing in the next MP3. Take a deep breath, look around your room, take some water. Thank you. Well done.